good results from three Donegal athletes in competition, and good news for each and every one of them. You know, it was what it was the National 20 and 30K Road Walk Championships. It was held in St Anne's Park, Raheny, and there was also a Masters 5K. So the gun went off at about 11 o'clock, 10 past 11 this morning, and the first positive result came from Sinead McConnell, Finn Valley. Well, she, you know, her background through the summer months, she got medals in the European Masters back in I don't know when it was now, probably April maybe, and then more recently in September, she got a couple of medals in the World 5 and 10K in the Walk Championships in Malaga. So, I mean, she had certainly put her name right up there with the best in the world in Masters Athletics. And today, and, you know, at this time of the season, you wouldn't anticipate that people would be doing PBs. Well, she actually did a big PB. She returned a 26.01 for 5K. She won the Masters, obviously. And, you know, her interestingly, her time last year in this event was 27.58. So it's nearly a two-minute PB from this time last year. It's a PB for her. It's a new Donegal best, of course. And so she's going down the road pretty happy. So well done. And, I mean, she knows that she has more work to do. And she knows that come into the new year that a lot of really, really hard work to do, some of which she has done, some of which she still needs to do. So that's the message there. So it's a positive story. And then Brendan Boyce was returning to competition. You know, he's been training in Cork and he's been banging it out big time, and he's got a race plan right through the season now for 2019. And 2018 didn't end well, as you can remember. I mean, obviously he went into the European Championships injured. So today was a big positive day for him. He did a PB in the 30K, so he won the Championship of Ireland there, and his time was 2 hours 14:11. That's about a 20-30 second PB for him, so he'd be pretty happy about that. And on the way to that 30K championship performance, he won the 20K. He had a big battle with Cian McMenamin, who's also was a competitor in the European Championship, a young fellow from Westport. He had a big battle with him to take that 20K, and then he went on to do the 30K and, you know, continued on. So that was a positive, very, very positive result for him. You know, also, he was lucky in some ways. There was a Guatemalan athlete in the event, and, you know, he had a serious, serious battle with him. Now, the Guatemalan guy got ahead of him, but he's not Irish, of course, but this Guatemalan guy is a world-class athlete, has a silver medal from the Olympic Games, and they went at it head-to-head, and there was only a couple of yards in it at the times, and it toed and froed. It was a really, really good, but you know, they were so isolated out front that they needed each other, and it drove Brendan Boyce, that is, to a PB. So he's pretty happy with that. And he'd done a goal record, of course, as well for 30K, so well done to him. He was outside his Donegal best performance in the 20K, but you would expect that because he was really, really working towards the 30K. So well done to him. And also an added bonus was that Dean O'Donnell from Finn Valley as well, he finished third in the 30K, and a PB for him on his previous 30K PB from Alicante back about 5-6 months ago. So all in all, the three Donegal athletes, big strong performances. A good day for them, and you know, it's some thought to bring into the Christmas period and then beyond into 2019, and they will all have their own individual plans and programs and targets. So a positive day for Donegal Athletics.
That's great news, Patty. Just before I let you go, there's another, I suppose, big day tomorrow, European Cross Country Championships in Holland, and Anne-Marie McGlynn, the Donegal representative in that one.
Aye, that's right, and well done to her. And I've made the point a number of occasions in different reports. You know, Anne-Marie got second in the trials, and she's on the Irish women's team. And I don't anticipate that they're going to get any medals, but you know, it's a great honour for her to be on the team, and she's running extremely, extremely, extremely well. And you know, she certainly deserves the opportunity. So well done to her. And you also can be guaranteed that she will give it everything. I mean, every time she goes to the line to run for Ireland, you know, there's nothing found wanting. She's really good. And it's in Tilburg. And my memory of Tilburg is a run by yet another Donegal athlete a number of years ago when I managed a team there. And it came from Gary Murray. He finished 11th, if I remember rightly, in Tilburg in the European. And that was a massive, massive performance on that day. And, you know, it will always, that place, that Tilburg, that city will always remain in my memory simply because of Gary Murray. But Gary's not there, of course, on this occasion. It's Anne-Marie McDonough carries the colours for Donegal, and we just wish the Irish team all the best. But no great... I hope I'm proved wrong, but I don't think there's going to be any really, really great news coming through from Ireland, except a young girl called Sarah Healy, who runs in the junior girls. She's a Dublin girl. She's an unbelievable talent. So we'll just have to see how she deals with what I believe is muck. It's going to be wet, mucky, etc., etc. tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see how she does.